This month, a green vision for Chattanooga's future was unveiled for the next mayor and city council to consider. The draft of the Integrated Community Sustainability Plan took 2 years for a group of environmental, business, and community leaders to complete. Among its goals for Chattanooga, zero waste citywide by 2035, carbon neutral by 2050, and equitable food production and distribution. Michael Walton is executive director of Green Spaces, the environmental nonprofit that coordinated the plan's development. Marvin Knoll of the Orchard Knob Neighborhood Association helped draft one of the series of proposals. Michael, Marvin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us more about this plan.
We, for the last 2 years, have been facilitating this process where community members, subject matter experts, leaders at different institutions have been working on these long-term goals, strategies, and tactics for the community around six different areas: energy, water, resilient communities, ecosystems, materials and waste, and mobility. And Marvin has been part of the Resilient Communities Committee, one of our best contributors.
A lot of times people say you have a choice, but I kind of think this is kind of a necessity. It's a good plan in several ways for me, as far as I'm concerned, in the neighborhood and neighborhoods that are joining us in our community city, period, overall. Most neighborhoods have a vision statement or a vision that they want to see their neighborhood the way they want it to look or feel, or direction they want it to go in, or amenities that they want to have there. This plan right here will help guide, support the neighborhood's visions and the process, and lead and direct us in so many areas like environmental protection. We need clean air. We need to help protect our natural resources and actually make good use of the resources that we have. It's about protecting us, giving us a sense of purpose, commitment, and intent that we can get these things done with the guidance and support of everyone.
What are just a few of the steps that this plan calls for, and how will they make a difference?
There is an overall goal from the Energy Committee to achieve community-wide carbon neutrality by 2050. And there's some specific strategies for how to get there. One of those strategies is improving local energy efficiency and renewable energy. And so that relates back to the resilient communities goals, because one of the things that they want to see is having a community-wide strategy around housing, addressing like social determinants of health. We know that those things are related to each other. A big part of our carbon footprint is the inefficiency of homes in our region. Chattanooga, thanks to EPB and TVA, has some of the lowest electric rates in the entire country. Yet, at the same time, we have some of the highest average bills in the country. And so that points to inefficiency in our housing stock. And so that inefficiency, when we're in the winter in times like this, where it's cold for weeks, leads to extremely high electric bills, especially in rental housing and in communities that can afford those kinds of premiums the least. What this plan suggests is that we need to sort of kill two birds with one stone. We need to put resources into reducing our carbon footprint, but more specifically, we need to put those resources into the homes in the communities that really need those energy savings the most.
Marvin, would you give us another example?
We are food desert. The need of healthy, green, fresh fruits and vegetables that is so needed in our area, period. We have a small garden that we already have started, and we all benefited very well from it during the spring. There is some veggies in there now during this winter time. But the fact that we don't have the proper nutrients that is needed in order for us to be healthy, in order for us to combat our diabetes, our obesity, our heart conditions, our asthma, our COPD, then this plan here has the steps and the tools to show us how we can do better in having our own garden and places that where these foods that are actually healthy for us can be available.
What's the timeline for implementing steps in this plan? Because there are many steps, there are many areas, and there are many stakeholders.
The timeline really starts with whoever is elected mayor next and what their goals are. What we're doing with this plan is it's currently a draft. And so we're looking for feedback from elected officials and candidates. We're looking for feedback from businesses, from institutions, from neighborhoods, so that we can get this plan to a place where it's finalized, that the city can adopt it, that institutions can adopt it, that businesses and nonprofits can adopt it. And then at that point is when we will define the specific timelines, funding sources, partnerships for each of these strategies. But I should say, this has been such a work in progress over the last 2 years that we've actually already done some of these things before the plan has even been finalized. So we actually did the carbon inventory that the plan calls for last year. And what that demonstrates is that, you know, so many people see these things as like mutually exclusive propositions. You can either have the economy or you can have the environment. But what we're able to demonstrate in Chattanooga is that you can have both. They feed on each other and they support each other. They're not in conflict.
It's a way that the business, the people, the government can operate together. It's a win-win situation for everyone if we can do that. Only other thing I would add is that on the government end, my concern, I guess, would be accountability, how they would be held accountable.
That's one of the reasons why some of the strategies in the resilient communities section are specifically about this accountability, giving residents more sort of institutional power through things like community development corporations, enhancing resident-led organizations with tools to advance their plans for their own neighborhood.
And where can people go online for more information and to provide feedback?
Yeah, so they can go to greenspaceschattanooga.org right on our homepage, and they can email me at michael@greenspaceschattanooga.org.
All right, Michael, Marvin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Appreciate it.